Hi, my name is Ali McKenzie from Ravenswood, and my body of work is Sublime Hardships. I've always been inspired and in awe of the Australian landscape, especially the agricultural landscape that provides so well, not only as a food source, but economically for us and the whole of Australia. So I took my photos on the northern edge of the Great Dividing Range on a cattle property up in Queensland, and that's where I essentially began the conceptual development of my artwork. I always knew that I wanted to portray landscape at the beginning of year 12. And with the opportunity to travel to Queensland in the summer holidays, a place that has been experiencing extreme weather over the past couple of years, I decided to use those struggles of the land as a concept by wrapping the trees to externalize and personify the internal resilience of the land and flora, as well as the way that it defends itself in terms of the battle against drought and flood. I wanted to use this idea to display the power in terms of resilience and extreme conditions, but also its power in terms of beauty and terrible beauty, I guess, as a landscape is extremely harsh, but also extremely beautiful and stunning. The fabric used to wrap the trees is printed with rainfall graphs of the property that I was visiting, and I wanted to show that in my artwork, which is why it is incorporated throughout all of the different elements in my work. I wanted to cohesively represent techniques that I enjoy doing, as well as linking those techniques to the history and feel of the landscape that has survived so much in Queensland, especially. The challenge, I guess, was completing all of the different elements in time so that I had time to compose and finalize my artwork, as each element was integral to another element and they all work together in every panel except for the panoramic piece. So I wanted to display my artwork as a collection of techniques that work together to provide the feeling and essence of the land that I was engulfed in on that day. Thank you.